This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Ever wonder what Satan does in his spare time? Find out today on WGOD Radio.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, we exalt you in the house today. You are Almighty God. We praise and worship you. We praise your holy name today and worship you and you alone. For you alone are worthy to be praised. Lord, speak to us through your word now. Lord, we come to you with open ears and hungry hearts today. We listen for your voice in Jesus' name. Amen. What an intro to this program. You never considered that, perhaps. What does Satan do in his spare time? We're going to look at that in a moment as we get to Revelation chapter 12. Now, in the meantime, this is WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. You can follow us on Facebook by going to WGOD Radio, liking the page. Our website is WGODontheair.net. Now, these programs are uploaded as soon as they're recorded. And I welcome you to go check out our website, like the Facebook page, and as soon as these programs are recorded, they're uploaded right there on Facebook. So I also would like to invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. Here's Sunday morning. We're going through a series in the book of James, and we're looking at some things that James said that caused Martin Luther, who was a Bible translator, to put the book of James after the book of Revelation. Because this verse and this teaching just didn't sit well with him. And that is, James was saying that I am going to show you my faith by what I'm doing for Jesus Christ. Now, he had just come out of the Catholic religion, which was solely based on works. So that just didn't sit well with James, that I will show you my faith by my works. That's what we're looking at this week. We've been in chapter 2. We started that last Sunday. That's where we're going to pick it up again, midway through chapter 2 of comparing faith and works. Faith and works. I'll show you my faith by my works. And that faith without works, James said, is dead. So that's our topic. Sunday morning, 10:30, Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. If you like this program and programs and teaching such as this, why don't you stop on by this Sunday morning to Island Community Church and visit? Now, here in Revelation chapter 12, I ask the question, what does Satan do in his spare time? I know it's a joke of a question, but really, the answer might surprise you. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon, and the dragon made war and his angels, and he was not strong enough, nor was a place found any longer, nor was there a place found for him any longer in heaven. Okay, Michael. Michael is one of the two archangels we know about in the Bible, Michael and Gabriel. You can read more about Michael in the book of Jude. You can read Michael arguing with Satan over the body of Moses. And the dragon, we know from chapter 12 here, the dragon is a reference to Satan. He's called as such here in a minute. There was war up in heaven. Now, I also asked the question in our last program, has this already happened yet? I would say no, this hasn't happened yet. Satan still has access to God, and we're going to look at what he does when he's up there. Again, verse 7, there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. And the dragon made war, and his angels. Now remember, a third of all the angels are evil. A third of all the angels followed Satan in his fall. And he was not strong enough, nor was a place found for him any longer in heaven. Let me say, he's not strong enough to beat you either. That is, everyone out there whose names are written in the book of life. Do you know why? Because the Apostle John told us. He said, greater is he that is in you, meaning the Holy Spirit of God who takes up residence inside a believer. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That means the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. When Paul writes, Christ in you, the hope of glory, when you become a believer in Jesus Christ, you are indwelt. The Holy Spirit of God takes up residence on the inside of you. And the pressure on the inside of you is greater than on the outside. This is how a fish can swim at 10,000 feet below level, 10,000 feet below sea level and not be crushed, because the pressure on the inside of him is greater than the pressure on the outside of him. And submarines down there, 10,000 feet, you know, if you crack the window or crack the glass, the submarine would crush because of the pressure. But greater is he that is inside of you than he that is in the world. You can endure all things because of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. Satan was not strong enough to conquer Michael and his angels, and Satan's not strong enough to conquer you either, because God is for you. And if God is for you, it doesn't matter. As Paul said, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So Satan was not strong enough, nor was a place found for him any longer in heaven. Now, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. And he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, because the accuser of our brothers, the one who accused them before our God day and night, has been thrown out of heaven. What does Satan do in his spare time? Accuse you before God? Look at this text. The accuser of our brothers, who accuses them, that is you, who accuses you before God day and night, day and night, day and night. What does Satan do in his spare time? Accuse you before God. You know, I've come to realize this, that this is the only thing I would believe that Satan doesn't need to lie about. You know what that is? Your sins. Why lie about them? The only truth Satan ever speaks is your sins. He doesn't need to lie. He speaks your sins before God. What does he do in his spare time? Day and night. Day and night, Satan accuses you before God. But yet I say again, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You and I, Christians, we have been bought at a price. We have been redeemed by the blood of the living God. He can accuse all he wants, but you see, it says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. You see, Jesus Christ paid the price. Satan might speak the truth about our sins, but that's not the whole truth. The whole truth is, someone's died for my sins. Someone's already paid that price. Someone has redeemed you. His name is Jesus. He's already paid the price. Satan can accuse you all you want, but you have been forgiven. Praise God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, it says here, too, that Satan deceives the whole world. How does he do that? Well, here's a couple ways. Number one, he deceives the world by making people believe that there is no God. Psalm 14, verse 1 and Psalm 53, verse 1, it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. That's the first way Satan deceives the whole world. The second way is that there's no consequences for sin, or we could say no hell. That's the second way Satan deceives the whole world, is to getting you to think that there's no consequence, there's no price to pay for your sin, and there is a price to pay for it. But again, the great thing is someone's already paid the price for your sin. His name is Jesus. What's required of you is to turn and repent of your sins. Leave them behind. That's what the word repent means. Metanoia. Change your mind. Give up your old lifestyle. Leave your sins and your past behind and start going in the other direction. And the Son of God who died on the cross will obliterate your sins and forgive you. And someone else paid for the consequences for your sin. Have you received him is the question. The third thing that Satan deceives the whole world in or with is that there's no such thing as Satan. His greatest deception is to have people believe there's no such thing, no such person as the devil. The old man with the red suit on and the horns and the pitchfork, all of this phony baloney, made up stuff about the devil and no one believes in him. And yet he's the one who deceiveth the whole world, it says in his text. That's one of his greatest scams, is to having you believe that there's no such being as Satan. Now, verse 11 says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Amen to that. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The word of their testimony is the same thing that people today that are killed in Jesus' name overcome. When ISIS comes and knocks on your door, when they come and they're killing Christians all over the place, they overcome by one thing, two things, the blood of Jesus Christ. It says in Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. We overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood obliterates your sin. And they overcome by the word of their testimony, and that is raising your right hand and repeating after me, and that is, Jesus Christ is Lord. I saw when ISIS was killing children the other day, they made them swear that there's no that they don't believe in Jesus and to turn from him. And they raised up their hands and they said, we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Do with us as you will. We believe Jesus Christ is Lord. Now that's a testimony. That's how you overcome Satan. That's how you overcome evil. And that is by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And the word of your testimony is Jesus Christ is Lord. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has been thrown down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has but a short time. And speaking of time, we're out of it. We'll be back again soon, right here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth,